Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're going to have an unusual show. We're going to have call-ins, and it's not even live on the air. This is a pre-recorded call-in show. So people have gotten the number and are calling in, and I'm going to talk to our guests and answer questions using my intuition and help people know things that they're trying to find out. And we'll see where it leads us. What does intuition do? How well does it do it? Well, we'll see. And we'll see the way it works, I guess. I just use it. I teach it, too. So I know kind of how it works and help other people learn to be intuitive as well. So, by the way, I teach it through heartriver.org, heartriver.org. It's our website, and you can check it out and see what our classes are about. Okay, so we should get started because I know there are quite a few people who want to talk or would like me to talk and talk with me. So let's start off with Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Pete. Good morning. Hi. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
I didn't know which Gary this would be because
this is
the Gary Null who owns the station.
This is Gary Harris, one of your former students.
Oh, good. Yes, Gary.
Dedicated former students.
Hey. Hi. I'm so glad to hear from you.
Yeah. Nice to speak with you too.
Yeah. So what can I do for you?
Yeah, you know, just my bigger purpose, and I noticed something big for me to do. I'm doing the healing work, but I also got involved with a network marketing company, and the reason I joined it is because I know it's something that's going to help me just do something bigger, become something greater, to get out of my shell, to accomplish something.
Healing accomplishes a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn to be intuitive, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I learned a lot from you, a whole lot from you.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Well, you know, big picture, really, is that You have a golden heart, and you're here really to express it in this life. And everything you do is really about helping others and in ways that are heartful and meaningful. And so whether it's as a healer or MLMs, you know, whatever business you choose are businesses that you are choosing because you care so much about people's welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And so the universe will support that in, you know, in every way when your heart is in it. And mm-hmm. expect it. Expect really great results from, you know, everything you attempt to do heartfully to help others. Because
mm-hmm.
you do have a lot of help out there.
Okay. So, okay, thank you. As long as my heart is in it, then...
Right, right. If it, you know, you're allowed to make money.
Okay.
And so, you know, but express yourself to everyone that you want to sell products to or whatever through the reason why you're selling them is that these people mean something to you because mm-hmm. you know that whatever you're doing for them will help them.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, that's true.
Know, so when you express yourself through your heart, it's powerful.
Mm. Okay.
You know, I've met people who know you and they rave about you. How wonderful you are. So obviously you touch people in deep ways.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you, Peter.
Sure.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, Lauren. Hello, Lauren. Are you there? All right, maybe not. So let's go to Lenore. Hello, Lenore.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Peter.
Is this the Lenore who I know?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah.
And what can I do for you?
Well, I'm dealing with some health issues with my lungs.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. There's trouble there.
I'm just sort of a quandary. No health insurance, having difficulty creating a business.
You have no health insurance? You have Medicare, right?
No.
I know you're old enough for Medicare.
No, I'm not.
Oh, this is a different Lenore. Okay. I thought...
Maybe...
Yeah, there's a Lenore I know who's my age. And
oh, no.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Well, you need to work on yourself. You know, I know it's important to have health insurance, but there's so much that we need to do for ourselves that if we let the medical world do it very often, it just makes it worse because mm-hmm. there are all kinds of medical, drug issues and et cetera. So it's interesting how we can get caught up in that world, and we really need to take better care of ourselves holistically. It looks to me like hydration is very important for you, a lot of hydration.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because I can feel your lungs, and your lungs feel a little too yang to me, too. They're upset, and that's really how they're exhibiting themselves. Your bronchioles are all right, but the lungs, both lungs are really upset. And if you hydrate them a lot, and I'm talking about drinking a lot of water, starting early in the morning on an empty stomach, drink about 16 ounces of water, and then drink water through the day, and you'll be surprised at how strong you'll get. And I see your lungs improving from that a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin D would be really great for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably I recommend this for, for most people is to be around 10,000 units a day at this point. And there's a lot of misinformation out there among doctors about how much D we can take. And the research was actually, it was wrong. They made errors in the research, numerical errors. And then they made assumptions also about the research that vitamin D could be dangerous if you take too much of it. But it was all based on the experience of one person who's pointed to in all the research that she overdosed on vitamin D. But that's also because she was taking 3,000 milligrams of calcium every day. And that with vitamin D is very, very dangerous. So with vitamin D, you also need magnesium and you need vitamin K to help the D do a better job. But that also will strengthen your lungs a lot. And for a lot of people, it strengthens a lot of different things. It's really very helpful in our body's physiology. So those are the easiest things for you to do to really get better. And then see what you need next after you at least have hydrated yourself well and dosed up on vitamin D. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Thanks, Lenore.
Okay. Thanks, Peter.
Right. So, let's see. Now we have Shenzi.
Hear me?
Shenzi?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, hi, Peter.
Is this Shenzi?
Yes.
Okay, good.
This is Shenzi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling. What can I answer for you?
Well, can you tell me why I'm so exhausted and depressed?
Okay. Your thyroid feels very weak to me.
Mm-hmm.
And your pituitary is weak, your hypothalamus is weak. So that, energetically, I'm looking at your body energetically, and I'm seeing those weaknesses.
So you just confirmed what I've been suspecting. My mother was hypothyroid. My mother had a thyroid issue lifelong. I don't know how to proceed with that because every time I've been to the doctor, oh, your TSH is normal. You're fine. And I don't know how to find the right care for that so that I can...
Well, it looks like iodine might work for you, biological iodine. An iodine out there called Lugol's iodine. But you have to be very careful with that, not to take too much. It's very, very potent.
Yeah, so there's this other thing, Lugol's and the pill, Iodorol. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so you need to strengthen your... And I would be eating a lot of seaweed, too, because that gives you a lot of other nutrients around the iodine that's in the seaweed.
Yeah.
I eat wakame every day. I just throw it in my food. It comes in crumbled form. Emerald Cove is the manufacturer of wakame, it's crumbles. It's these little black, delicious crumbles, and I throw them in everything and eat them. I don't have to put them in water and soak them and make them soft because they're nice and chewy and crunchy and delicious.
Nice.
Yeah. And so that's the main thing for you. And because of the other stuff going on in your glands, the pituitary and hypothalamus, I would go for an algae. I would go. There's a hybrid algae made by BioAge.com. They make a fantastic algae. It has 5,000 micronutrients in it. It penetrates the brain barrier. It stimulates these glands, strengthens them, and will strengthen your whole body. So that would be an ideal food for you. It's actually called bio superfood, and it would be perfect for you. So go online, BioAge.com, and between that and the iodine, I think you'll be very happy soon and strong.
Okay, so I shouldn't go on the antidepressant then that I'm so desperate. You know, it's so against my belief system, and I thought that I didn't visit that before, but
usually if there's a depressing, if you're depressed, often larger doses of vitamin D will help tremendously.
Yeah. Okay, I'll up that.
I would go to 10,000 a day.
Okay. And just recently my hair's been falling out, so that's kind of I noticed my eyelashes are like, I used to have thick black eyelashes, and now I can hardly see my eyelashes. And so I think you're right. I think this feels right.
Okay, good.
Okay.
With vitamin D, you need K and magnesium also to balance it, to help it work in your body better. Okay.
So K other than leafy green vegetables?
Well,
K in a...
No, leafy green vegetables are great.
Okay.
K, so can find K in leafy greens. Also, you can get it in like feta cheese. And I'll eat goat and sheep feta. I don't eat any cow products, but goat and sheep are...
It's so funny because I've been craving goat and sheep feta lately. I've been craving it.
Yeah, for good reason. You need the K.
Okay. Okay, now what did you say? K and the other thing?
Magnesium.
You said the D? Magnesium.
Yeah.
Okay. Magnesium taurate I have, and I also have Natural Calm. You make it.
Oh, good. Yep.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. God bless you, everyone.
You too.
Everyone, namaste. Thank you so much.
Sure. And now I want to give our engineer time to juggle these calls. We'll see if Cassie is on the line.
I'm here.
Hi, Cassie. Welcome.
Hi. Well, thank you. I'm not sure I'm the right I should have made this call because I just listened to the last two calls and you seem to be handing out medical information, and I was going to ask about
this something. This is energetic information. This is not medical. I'm looking at
energetic.
The energy field.
Energetic. All right. But I thought I could ask about my job, and I can't. I mean, it doesn't seem like this is the place to do that. So
no, actually, it is. I do. It's not just physiology. I work on all levels of mind, body, and spirit, and every aspect of life, relationships, career.
Okay. Well, I recently sort of was forced into retirement. Let me put it that way. I didn't object to it. I don't want you to think I objected to it. But and then I wanted to find something to do, you know, to keep myself busy. And so, and I've always had a little list of things I wanted to do in my life, and on that list was write a book. And so I wrote two books, and they aren't doing real well, but I'm wondering, and I'm in the middle of a third, and I'm wondering if it's something I should keep pursuing or go look for something else.
Well, it's what you write about that you become an expert on, and then you catapult from your books to being a speaker and a consultant in the categories that you're writing on.
I'm writing novels. I'm writing fiction.
Okay, then you can be in demand as this imaginative creative writing person and maybe teach creative writing workshops.
Okay. I guess I don't know how to go about doing that.
All right, but that's the direction for you to move in.
Well, I appreciate that. I've never thought of that, and so that's even though I don't have a teaching credential
No, you don't need to be a certified teacher. You are a certified writer. You certify yourself because of your novels. So you can really teach people how to use their imagination, how to live imaginatively.
Okay,
they can write, or they can just create life imaginatively, you know, and you understand that because you're in writing novels, you have this incredible imagination and full of ideas.
This is not me writing. I mean, this is not me. Like, I went to bed one night and said, you know, I think I want to write a book. What will I write about? And when I woke up, I had the whole thing in my head.
Okay, but that's how we draw. That's why I'm intuitive. I get it in my head, and you teach people how to do that. You teach people how to allow their imagination to flow through them without having to be so purposeful about what they're going to write.
When I try to write, I can't. But if I just sit down and say, okay, what do I write? Off it goes.
Well, teach people how to do that. be a role model of that.
I can sure try. I don't know how, but I'll give it a shot.
Good.
Okay,
Cassie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to go on to the next caller, and I want to give our engineer a moment or two, and the next caller is Vaughn. Hello, Vaughn.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks. Glad you called.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I just want to know, like, spiritually and mentally, you know, where I'm at this moment, health.
I'm getting that you're a very godly person. You know, the light energy flows through you, and you really, you know, can maximize that. You're somebody who can really discover great, profound spiritual energies and light, and share them with others.
Yes.
So it's very powerful. You're a leader in spirituality.
Thank you.
And what else would you like to know?
Health.
Health. Yeah, you need to really be hydrated. It's very important for you, especially with spirituality. Spirituality needs a lot of hydration.
Okay.
All the electrolytes from it, all that, you know, it's really important. And grounding, earthing, get out there, bare feet on the ground, and let the negative ions of the earth flow through you. And you'll see that will really help you health-wise and spirit-wise.
Okay. And I think I'm, like, stuck at a place, like, job, you know, what do? I don't know sometimes, like, where to turn.
Right. This has to happen magically by asking for the universe to reveal your path. You know, let things open up in their own magical ways, but pay attention. In other words, it's like pray. You know, oh, you better pray. But it's really requesting support. And because you're such a spiritual person and have great light, I think all kinds of serendipity will happen in your life that will guide you. And so I think you really need to be open to that. And don't try so hard. Left brain, really let the right brain work.
Yeah, because the thing is sometimes I see things or sometimes I just don't know how to analyze them.
Right. I teach that in my school. I teach intuitive development and teach people how to dialogue in the universe so that we can actually talk back and get more answers.
Okay.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks, Peter.
Sure, thank you. Ray? Hello, Ray. Okay, Casey. Hello, Ray.
Can you hear me, Peter?
Yeah, hey, Ray, I know you.
Yes, you know me. Hi.
Hi. We're moving through quickly because the show is getting late and we're
winding down,
the
right?
Line. So what can I do for you?
All right, so my issue that I would like to address is my lack of productivity. I find that I spend so much time in just menial kind of things in the kitchen and in the gym and outside work exercising, but I'm not really spending a lot of time on building my business, which is what I really want to focus on. It's an issue for me.
You need to do more clearing exercises. You've been in my classes. I've taught you clearing exercises. So you need to balance the energy more.
Okay.
And the clearing will do it.
Okay.
And get grounded, you know, really use that earth energy, go out and get grounded, have those negative ions come through, and you'll find you'll feel more grounded and you'll feel more purposeful and you'll be able to make better decisions that way.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you'll be clearer on what choices to make and be more productive that way.
Well, thank you, Peter.
No, thank you, Ray. Glad you called.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And now we're going to talk to Ann.
Oh, I'm here.
Hi, Ann. Welcome.
Hi, Peter. Thank you.
Sure.
I just have a couple of things. One real quick on my health, my ankle.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing a weakness on the. I'm seeing it on the left side. I don't know where your ankle, which ankle we're talking about.
It's the right ankle, and I had ankle replacement surgery, but it's a very long time healing.
All right. So what's happening is that it's stronger than the left side. So the left side is compensating for the right side.
Right.
And so really, it's both your ankles.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have to be careful because you're going to be favoring one side, and that side is weakening now. So you really need to work on your whole body on strengthening it. And so vitamin D, I fall back on D all the time.
Okay.
And this is a whole body thing to do.
Okay.
Basically vitamin D will really get your system going much better, and hydration, and I'm getting to draw that you need to draw a 2-inch circle on the bottom of your feet using a pen, black ink, and that will also ground you and strengthen you. It's just sacred geometry at work.
So anywhere on the bottom of the foot?
In the middle of the bottom of the foot, underneath.
Okay, on both feet.
Yeah, 2-inch circle.
Okay.
And you'll feel more balanced and stronger, and your body will heal better from that.
Okay.
I know that doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but it'll work.
Okay. And then the vitamin D, was there a certain dosage?
Vitamin D... I'm recommending to everybody lately 10,000 units a day.
Okay.
Make sure you have magnesium and vitamin K along with it to keep it healthy.
Okay.
Good.
And the other, I have one other thing, and that is I've been working long on releasing a scarcity legacy that I have, and so I have I make money, but it's sometimes inconsistent, and I go in and out of this long, old pattern.
Right.
So I guess anything you pick up, I'm just ready to let go.
Well, right now, because we have such short time, I'm looking for the quickest answers.
Yeah.
And it looks also for you, too, that being outdoors with your bare feet on the ground, getting that earth energy, negative ions from the earth, will help balance your mind and your sense of productivity and help you figure out. It'll strengthen your balance to figure out how to balance your finances, and et cetera,
okay.
And keep them strong. I think that's the easiest answer to give you at this point.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Right. So now we have Danny. Hi, Danny. Hello. Hi, Danny.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Is this a Danny I know?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm in class.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're on the call. So what can I answer for you?
Okay, so it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So I figure I'll ask about my root chakra.
Is healthy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks good. Don't worry about your root chakra. Let me look at your other chakras. Your chakras are balanced. It's good. In your auric field, your emotional body is a little bit weak. I think you need to laugh a lot more. It's your birthday, so start laughing. Be happy. Add more laughter to your life. Find ways to just, giggle or laugh or just have more fun, and you'll see that it'll really enhance your everything around you.
Okay, great.
Good.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy your
Thanks,
birthday.
I will.
Right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, now, Anne-Marie.
Yes, hello, Peter. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm going to ask you to help me figure that out.
Okay.
Well, I've been a nurse for over 20 years, and for the past over 10 years now, I've been unable to work because of chronic pain disorders, and I've tried everything from, Western medicine, acupuncture. I also became a Reiki practitioner, which I do.
Okay,
for free.
There's a theme that's been in the show today for a lot of people, and that's hydration and vitamin D.
Mm.
And if we're more hydrated, our brains will work better. We'll be, we'll think stronger. Our bodies will be much, much healthier. And vitamin D really is an underlying nutrient that we all need, and it gives us energy. It makes our minds clearer. It really heals a lot in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go with those two. And I wish I had more time, but we're running out. The show is running out right now. So.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was just that I was particularly frustrated over the weekend. I promised to do treatments on a group of women that I know. And because of my own pain, I had done a chakra clearing, balancing meditation, and just could not literally get out
right.
the door.
Right, I get
and
that.
I hate to disappoint
you. I know, because I see when you're really at it, you're really wonderful. So I said to clear up as much of the pain and suffering that you have using those two things. And I'd be happy to help you more another time.
Great. Thank you so much, Peter, for your time. Good luck to you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. And we only have a minute left, so that'll be all I can take in calls. So this has been Peter Roth, as you know. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I do this for a living. I'm glad to have private clients. I also work with the Human Design System. If you go to heartriver.org website, you'll see so much going on that I can offer you in classes and all kinds of things. So I really appreciate all of you listening today, and I appreciate all the callers. And thank you so much for tuning in. All right. Goodbye.